The following program is part of the Wild Talk Radio Network.
OWW Radio.
All right, Online World of Wrestling is proud to present its official forum, OWW Genesis, the gold standard of wrestling forums. OWW Genesis hosts over 50 active forums, which include news, results, the WWE section, TNA, ROH, independent and international discussion, women's wrestling, 8 video forums, OWW forum games, MMA, wrestling video games, and wrestling interests. You want more? Okay, Genesis also has forums dedicated to wrestling promotions of the past, ECW, WCW, and the golden age of professional wrestling. More? Okay, Genesis has more to offer its community with a variety of special features such as OWW Undisputed, Debate League, Bloodfest, All Time Pose, What If, Fair or Foul, even an e-fed called Takedown. More? Okay, OWW Genesis is also proud to be the official community forum for Chick Fights and OWW Radio. More? Okay, you'll find me there, Nick Anthony, and all the producers and many others right there at Online World of Wrestling's official forum, OWW Genesis. It's the gold standard of wrestling forums. It's the gold standard! Okay, that one heard it. That one heard it.
The definitive professional wrestling-based website on the internet today brings you everything from everywhere. The WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, the Indie Scene. All this and more can be found on one site. If you're obsessed with everything wrestling, head on over to www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. News, views, and information from the world of professional wrestling is right at your fingertips, only a mouse click away, with every single page chock full of information and news on your favorite wrestling stars, such as
Chris Jericho,
Derek Bischoff,
Vince Vincent,
Mick Foley.
Plus, the most definitive source for all the best audio and video the internet has to offer. As well, news articles and blogs from some of the best-known internet wrestling talent today. And the most in-depth and detailed profiles and galleries of the biggest and brightest stars of today. Get into the world of wrestling online. It's the site of the pro juice, Online World of Wrestling. www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. Check it out today.
All right, where do you go to find downloadable professional wrestling on demand? One site, clickwrestle.com. Whether it's male or female, mixed, you want some free videos, wrestlers, and the catalogs that follow, clickwrestle.com. Featuring wrestling matches involving Claudio Castagnoli, Art Cannon, cheerleader Melissa American Dragon, Daphne Chris Hero, and many more. Clickwrestle.com matches are now only $2.95 to purchase. $2.95. Can't go wrong with $2.95. Just log on to www.clickwrestle.com.
Put ECW where it belongs, the afterthought of the WWE, their developmental program on national television. Let's put it where it belongs. Let's get that straight.
Oh, Lordy, but Jesus, they just went through the whole thing on the other freaking tape. I went to play it back and went two sentences and then went... Alright, I haven't had a beer yet. It's 5 to 11. This is killing me because I'm going to do this sober.
I'm like, do these assholes not see a pair of boxer briefs laying on the floor? Luna is one of the most beautiful women that I've ever saw. And I'm not lying.
OWW Radio. And now, Nick Anthony.
Get a river, get a river.
is on Sunday, a new look from center ramp to ringside. Lashley a no-go, but Mr. Anderson is front and center. The Brian Kendrick loses his debut match, and Ric Flair, the dirtiest player in the game. Good evening, everyone. Online World of Wrestling, OWW, Genesis, WTR, Wild Talk, Radio Networks. I'm Nick Anthony on the forums, broadcasting from the entertainment capital of the world, Los Angeles, California. And you are tuned in to Online World of Wrestling Radio, OWW Radio, man, where legends and fans come together. Whether you are a viewer of WWE's Monday Night Raw, ECW, Superstars, or Friday Night SmackDown, TNA Impact, Ring of Honor, the Indies, we talked them all, including MMA, man. We want to hear from you, and we've made it easy for you with our toll-free telephone number at 888-357-9876. That's 888-357-9876. Hit option 2, or dos for my Mexicano amigos. Email address is radio@onlineworldofwrestling.com. That's radio@onlineworldofwrestling.com. Thanks for being a part of the program, wherever you might be listening. Aaron, TNA Kendrick, joining me now. Hey, Aaron, what's up, dude?
Hey, what's going on, man? Big week. Big week in wrestling.
Yeah, it was a big week in wrestling, man. TNA Genesis, right? I watched the pay-per-view on Sunday. Did you get a chance to see it, Aaron?
I caught the recap.
I got to tell you, I wasn't impressed from it at all. I wasn't impressed.
Yeah, me neither.
The past couple of weeks, I've been pushing for the promotion on OWW Genesis and here on OWW Radio as well. But the past two shows, Impact on Thursday and of course, Genesis, the pay-per-view Sunday, seemed forced and unusual. It was not impressive, at least in my eyes. I want to point this out before we go any further in the program. Do you think they're going backwards after this huge January 4th show that they did? It seemed this past Thursday on Impact that the January 4th show never even happened. It was unwatchable, it seemed to me. And on Sunday, man, especially. Oh, man, that pay-per-view was less than impressive, man. And listen, if you guys want to hate on the four-sided ring and suggest that it may have had a part in it, then you're an idiot, plain and simple. If you think the four-sided ring may have had a part in the pay-per-view being so lackluster and horrible as it was, then you are an idiot.
You know,
you're as foolish as the inbred as the audience in attendance at Genesis, if you think that, right?
I've got something about the little four-sided and six-sided people thinking that may have had something to do with the lacking on the pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
I can see where somebody would talk about the lacking in wrestling because there is a huge transition there with four and six-sided rings. You know, yeah. It takes a lot of talent to be able to transition between those two, so the wrestling itself might not have been all that great, Nick.
Well, it wasn't. But you can't blame the four sides, the four-sided ring for that, can you?
No, because as a wrestler, you should be trained to wrestle in a four-sided ring.
In a four-sided ring, and most of them are trained in a four-sided ring. I don't know of anybody else who's trained outside of a four-sided ring.
No.
Some guys are trained in no rings at all.
Yeah.
Nah. We'll talk a little bit more about the ring change for TNA at Genesis for the promotion later on in the show. Did you hear what these idiots in attendance at Genesis were chanting and doing at the pay-per-view? And talk up a little bit, Aaron. It's hard to hear you. But if you heard any of the or read any of the news sheets or was watching the TNA pay-per-view this past Sunday, you heard some of the chants that were going on. And no wonder we get such a bad rap by every person known to man by being wrestling fans, right? And I'm not saying it's only TNA wrestling fans because WWE has its morons too. The low of the low. The trash that fills the wrestling community, the fans that do. You know what it is? I just thought about it. The place that the TNA was, this pay-per-view. It's Florida. Florida. Florida has some of the dumbest inbred citizens in the union, man. If you guys are listening in, you guys are the worst in every field imaginable, bar none. And the way you guys reacted this Sunday at Genesis proves it. No, the promotion has to come in before the Impact taping yesterday to tell you guys to shut the hell up. You guys see that story? You guys read that story the other day about TNA management staying in front of the TNA audience there before the TNA Impact taping to be quiet, basically? Shut up? Here's that story from wrestling-radio.com.
It sounds like a WWE show going on now.
During yesterday's TNA Impact taping prior to the shooting, TNA staff told fans in attendance to control their behavior. Fans were told not to curse, make obscene gestures, or gang signs. Because it was considered to be very indie.
Okay, hey, I've got a question about that.
What?
Well, they say the gang signs. Now, has TNA management not seen Hernandez and Homicide coming out doing the little LAX sign?
Mm-hmm.
Does that not represent gang warfare?
Well, it could be, but it also it portrays what, you know, the gimmick that they are in. So I guess that would be okay. I guess.
Well, I mean, that's, yeah.
Nonetheless, their Wrestling Dash Radio is reporting that the fans were referred to as cast members and were basically told they needed to be quiet. According to a fan in attendance, Eric Bischoff and Hogan are pushing TNA forward with a new look and an atmosphere much like Universal Studio days of WCW. Universal Studios Soundstage 21 is considerably smaller than even the smallest of arenas, so the fans on screen can create an instant impression of the product, and TNA is pushing for a more professional feel. It will for sure upset the hardcore fans who go weekly, but like any growing promotion, that hardcore group of fans either has to go with the change or be left behind in the name, blah, 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 commercial success, blah, blah, blah. On and on and on it goes. It's no respect. No respect whatsoever in anything or anyone. This, the lowest of low. The TNA fans there, or the Florida citizens. They're on the East Coast. No respect. And it goes beyond you paying for a dollar to enter into an event. First of all, it's being televised. And if any one of you douchebags know anything, you would know if you are broadcast on TV, you become an extra of some sort. And being in such a small venue as the Impact Zone is, you are bound to be spotted on camera at some point. And what I heard on this Sunday's pay-per-view was low, even for old ECW fans, man. Well, maybe not old ECW, but close. Chance of, we want six sides, clap, 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 clap. So dumb, so stupid. Washed up porn star, that one too, we heard that one, right, Aaron? Go ahead.
The we want six sides chant, you know, I know there's people out there who actually do want six sides, but until I heard about this chant, this is true, I've never heard of anyone actually want a six-sided ring over a four-sided ring. It's always been the other way around. So what I got from that was that the TNA fans just wanted to cause a scene that night.
Yeah.
Maybe it was because the management came out and told them to be quiet. And that they were being inappropriate. Maybe it had something to do with that. They wanted their payback.
Well, this was at the Genesis that they told them that they were doing this chant of "We want six sides" and overrated and booing Hogan, and which is fine to boo Hogan and Bischoff, but washed up porn star. All this was at Genesis. This wasn't at the Impact taping. This was on Genesis, the pay-per-view. So this is prior to the management telling the fans to shut up.
Well, I think they're just causing a scene then. That's what
I
think.
I'm not opposed, Aaron, to the chant. But it is so ridiculously dumb to chant about things you have no control about. How about you write a letter or call the company instead of starting a cry for attention on a live broadcast? Where you won't win anyway.
That's about the only way to get noticed, though.
You can't write a letter or call the company? That's what I did when I didn't like what WWE is doing for this guest host thing. That's what I did with TNA.
Yeah, but do you think WWE is going to listen to one little radio show host out of California?
Well, they haven't, so no.
That's my point, and I don't think TNA is going to pick, you know, one little letter over a 2,000 people crowd on a live show. You get what I'm saying?
I get what you said.
Yeah.
I don't agree, though. I don't agree. It's better ways to go about it than starting a channel on a live broadcast.
Yeah. Like
and,
like your Raw boycott.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we're going to go over some of the highlights of Sunday's pay-per-view, TNA Genesis pay-per-view this past Sunday, and a whole lot more here on OWW Radio, 888-357-9876, 888-357-9876, option 2, also radio at online, worldofwrestling.com, radio at online, worldofwrestling.com. Come back, quick break, with more OWW Radio.
OWW Radio.
The definitive professional wrestling-based website on the internet today brings you everything from everywhere. The WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, the Indie Scene. All this and more can be found on one site. If you're obsessed with everything wrestling, head on over to www.onlineworldwrestling.com. News, views, and information from the world of professional wrestling is right at your fingertips, only a mouse click away, with every single page chock full of information and news on your favorite wrestling stars, such as
Chris Jericho,
Derek Bischoff,
Nick Foley.
Plus, the most definitive source for all the best audio and video the internet has to offer. As well, news articles and blogs from some of the best-known internet wrestling developers today. And the most in-depth and detailed profiles and galleries of the biggest and brightest stars of today. Get into the world of wrestling online. It's the site the folks use. Online World of Wrestling. www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. Check it out today.
Hey everyone, while you're listening to Nick Anthony brag about OWW's nomination and heading to vote for OWW Radio at the Wrestling Radio Awards, and if you haven't heard about it yet, information can be found at Audio Wrestling. Head on over to www.audiowrestling.com and check out the Wrestling Radio Awards. Don't forget to vote for Tim Stein for Host of the Year for OWW Radio's sister show, Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey everyone, this is Sir Rocket, the host of Stevie Radio, which you can catch every Saturday night.
Whoa, wait, Rock?
Yes, Cindy?
Did you just call yourself the host of Stevie Radio?
I kinda did just call me the host of Stevie Radio.
Honey, everyone knows that you are just the producer.
Hey! I'm not just the producer. I am the host of this.
Oh, my God. Shut up. Everyone knows that I am the host of CB Radio, which you can check out Saturday nights, midnight-ish, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Now, Rock.
Yes, darling.
This is where you tell everyone, I'll see you Saturday.
I'll see you Saturday.
Good boy.
Put me up a new revolution.
you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? When you were eight and you had bad traits.
All right, highlights of the night of TNA Genesis pay-per-view this past Sunday here on OWW Radio. 888-357-9876, option 2. Radio at online, worldofwrestling.com. Radio at online, worldofwrestling.com. Hogan talked about TNA being proud to be a wrestling company and promised a huge night and more changes to come. The legend also stated, what are you going to do, or what you going to do, Vince McMahon, now that TNA is coming for you? Not with this show, brother. Not with this past Impact either, dude. Woo! Those were bad. Also on Genesis, Brian Kendrick made his debut match for the promotion against Amazing Red, which he lost. By the way, where was Don West? Doesn't West usually accompany Red to the ring, or shouldn't he accompany Red to the ring?
Not anymore. They haven't really done that in a couple months now, I don't think.
But if he's going to be his mouthpiece or his manager or whatever they call him, his
I
status,
have no idea.
Red, he should be walking the ringside with him.
I haven't seen Don West since Homicide was doing the X Division title hunt or whatever, and he beat up Don West and took all his money or something.
He's been phased out? Is that what you're telling me?
I think so.
Shock, where are you from? Old school phasing out? How could it be old school phasing out if Hogan's there? No.
I don't know. After that.
Yeah. Sean Morley or Val Venus, whatever you want. I'm not even sure why he's even there. And anyhow, he's main eventer, he's not. That's for sure. Mid Carter, I don't even think that high. I don't see him lasting very long in the promotion.
Well, I do. TNA is too gimmicky, and as long as they've got Vince Russo there, then he's going to be pulling for all these old school Attitude Era wrestlers.
Yeah, but he won't be able to draw any numbers.
He
Morley?
No.
Here we are again, in my opinion, dumbing down to the lowest common factor or denominator and passing it off as entertainment.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you one thing, I guess it's fitting that Daniels squared off against Morley, because they're in the same boat, in my opinion. Mid-carders at best, being portrayed as main eventers or heavyweights in the industry. Give me a break. They're great talents, especially Daniels, but come on. You got to know your place by now in industry, and main event status is not it. How long you been at it, dude? Sorry.
With those two, Daniels and Morley, Daniels has the ability to put on the greatest wrestling match you've ever seen, but he can't cut a promo worth a crap. Morley is the exact opposite. So I completely agree 100% that those two belong with each other. Maybe they can teach each other a thing or two.
Yeah. Let's see. Knockout Championship. Tyra Gant, the Knockout Championship, by defeating ODB 2-0 in the best of three falls match. Tyra scored an early pin at near 3-minute mark with a small package. Then later hit the Widow's Peak finisher on ODB for the pin and the title. The Blueprint, Matt Morgan and Hernandez became the new TNA World Tag Team Champions by defeating the British Invasion. After the action broke down among all the superstars, Matt Morgan was able to hit his Carbon Footprint finisher on Brutus Magnus to get the win and the championship. After the bout, the new title holder celebrated the huge win. You know what? I'm not a fan. Not a fan of this move at all. First, Matt Morgan should be in singles competition, as Hugh Morris or Bill DeMott said last week, and pursuing that world title, period. A matter of fact, so should Hernandez, for that matter. There are two people who have absolutely nothing in common from my standpoint or knowledge. They will be transitional champions, which is what the WWE does to downgrade a particular championship leaving it worthless and meaningless. Terrible move by TNA. What's so freaking wrong with the British Invasion in 3D or Nasty Boys or even Creed and Lethal?
Now, hold on. Would you honestly put the belts on the Nasty Boys?
More than Morgan and Hernandez.
Have you ever watched one episode of Hogan Knows Best and seen Nasty Boys
knobs
on there?
No, I have not.
He can barely hobble up and down Hogan's staircase at his house. So what makes you think he can still run around in a squared circle?
Good point. All right. Maybe not the Nasty Boys, because they'll be pushed out. Shock mentioned old school phasing out. Well, the Nasty Boys, they'll definitely be pushed out shortly, won't they?
I mean, you know, as opposed to the new team that they've got as champions, I would push Generation Me or the Young Bucks, whoever they're calling them now. I would even push them into the title hunt early, because they put on a heck of a show on Thursday night on Impact. I don't
Absolutely.
Know if you saw it or not.
Yeah, see, of course I saw it. That should be one of the matches of the week, or honorable mention or something, right? Well,
it is.
Oh, it is? Okay, cool. All right, I don't want to jump the gun. I mentioned Lethal. This whole Macho Man gimmick on Lethal, although entertaining and classic at times, getting old. Getting old and boring fast, is it not? Getting tired of it already.
Yeah.
We have something else, something new, something fresh. Get over it already. 888-357-9876, option 2, radio at online, worldofwrestling.com. All right, best match of the night, in my opinion. Now, I didn't see the Angle AJ main event. I was too put off on the night to continue watching. Anyhow, Desmond Wolfe and the Pope D'Angelo De Niro. Great back and forth action with some great submission holds in the end. Nigel McGuinness or Wolf would go on to pin Pope 1-2-3.
Now, this is one that I've got to see, because I am still not sold on the fact that you keep praising the Pope. I just can't see him as a good wrestler. All I see him is a brawler who got boxing and wrestling mixed up.
I'm not necessarily saying he's a good wrestler. He's a good all-around talent. He's good on the mic, good in the ring. He can hold his own in the ring. I'll say that.
Yeah, he can hold his own.
Uh-huh.
He can't wrestle.
He's not a wrestler. You just said it. He's a brawler. We know.
Exactly.
We already know.
Exactly.
There's no argument there, Aaron. We already know.
All right.
But all around, he's a great.
Because
he's all around. He's a great talent, and he's needed in the industry now, because a lot of guys in the industry now can't do everything, and Pope is one who can.
Except wrestle, and that's all that matters in a wrestling ring.
So just because he's not a ring technician, he can't do the submission holds and all this stuff that great technical wrestlers do. That makes him a bad wrestler. That makes him a bad performer in the ring. And it makes sense.
Well, he was trained to be a boxer, not a wrestler. And I don't see how that belongs in wrestling. That's what I'm saying.
888-357-9876, option 2, radio at online, worldofwrestling.com. Now, right after this match, around this time, at least for me, I was starting to get a little upset at the turn of events, Aaron. So I didn't concentrate a whole hell of a lot on the program after this match. I mean, Nash and Waltman against Beer Money, and as I mentioned before, Mr. Anderson making his debut against Abyss. Come on! And what the hell kind of a superstar is Anderson? On what freaking planet is he a major star in the industry? On last week's Impact, they promoted a huge major star to the sport, debuting on TNA Genesis. That's what they were promoting. And they produced Anderson or Mr. Kennedy? Whatever. This injury-prone Mick Carter at best. Okay, yeah, he has mic skills. Well, you know what? No, he doesn't. Wait a minute. No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't have mic skills. He does that intro, and everyone thinks he has this great mic presence and can put anybody over and make matches seem worth watching and so forth and so on. Well, did you see any of his matches in Australia? I didn't. Well, did you see any of his matches in the WWE? Yeah, we did, but it wasn't a must-see. Plus, there weren't many because he didn't stay around long enough because of the injury. Major star, give me a break. What were they thinking? Pretty much after that, and I'm not sure what happened, to tell you the truth, because I turned it off. I wasn't looking forward to anything else after Anderson came out.
Well,
totally turned around for me, Odera. Totally turned the program around.
That was one thing that you missed that was actually worth seeing, just to be able to see it, to believe it. And that was at the end of the show, AJ Styles turned heel. Now, I completely disagree with that call on the part of Vince Russo or whoever made that decision. Hulk Hogan, I don't care and I don't know. The thing that gets me about Styles turning heel is the fact that it cannot be done with Styles. Now, please let me explain.
Well, okay. Okay. You'll have your chance to explain. But let me finish the Genesis card. Then we'll get back into it. We'll take a break, come back, and find out why you think AJ Styles can't be turned heel.
Okay, fair enough.
Let's see. 888-357-9876, option 2. 888-357-9876, option 2, radio. At online, worldofwrestling.com. I'm giving the card, the Genesis pay-per-view, a grade of a C, if not a D, Aaron. It was poor, oh so poor, man.
I agree.
And for the pay-per-view to be called Genesis, being the first and all for the year and meaning of the word Genesis, it's not a good outlet for the promotion. I want to hear from you on the issue TNA Genesis lackluster pay-per-view. Did it seem forced and was poorly scripted and lacked anything of importance? I told one of the producers the good matches were outshadowed by the poor rest of the night. The bad outweighed the good, in other words, leaving me with an unwatchable pay-per-view that I didn't stick around to conclude. What say you? Do you agree with me?
OWW Radio.
All right, where do you go to find downloadable professional wrestling on demand? One site, clickwrestle.com. Whether it's male or female, mixed, you want some free videos, wrestlers, and the catalogs that follow, clickwrestle.com. Featuring wrestling matches involving Claudio Castagnoli, Art Cannon, cheerleader Melissa American Dragon, Daphne Chris Hero, and many more. ClickWrestle.com matches are now only $2.95 to purchase. $2.95. Can't go wrong with $2.95. Just log on to www.clickwrestle.com.
If you run a webcast or have a podcast, audio blog, etc., and you need the occasional liner, sweeper, bumper, or intro, check out VOLiners.com.
VOLiners.com is a free service bringing the internet broadcasting community together. Membership is free, and you can log in anytime.
Simply post your script request and let another community member take it from there. It's that easy. Then come back and check your post and download the completed audio.
It's also a great site to add to your portfolio. Gain practical experience by helping your fellow members out and recording their requests.
Remember, it's 100% free to join and use.
VOLiners.com. Voiceovers, liners, sweepers, and bumpers for your broadcasts. Join today.
Hi, everybody. This is good old JR Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer.
Business is about to pick up here.
And you're tuned in to the Wild Talk Radio Network.
It's going to be a slumber knocker.
Do you have a business that you are looking to take online but have no idea what an HTML or a JPEG is? Do you currently have a website that is in need of an overhaul? Or do you have a website that needs updating but you don't have the time to do so? If the answer to any of these questions is yes, then you need to check out WTRProductions.tk, where you can get quality web design and management at an affordable rate. Looking to get the lowdown on all the services we offer? Then shoot us off an email by checking out our contact section so that we can help you get started building your online home. WTR Productions. High quality work for an affordable rate. Built the way you want. Located at www.wtrproductions.tk.
Genesis, this past Sunday, we're talking about the card here itself. I gave it a grade of a C, man, if not a D. Aaron agreed with me. He had some concerns, though, about AJ Styles turning heel, I guess. He also brought up something that caught the attention of me and some others, some of the producers, and which has really been the basis of OWW Radio since its Genesis. How about that? All right. And that's what wrestling is all about, what wrestling is and how one sees wrestling. Aaron, we were talking about D'Angelo De Niro, the Pope, and you brought up how D'Angelo isn't bringing anything to the table other than, whoops, his brawling, his brawling style. That's it. He can't contribute to anything else. He doesn't bring anything to the table, which is wrong, because he brings a lot to the table.
He brings
mic skills. Well, isn't that a part of wrestling? Doesn't he have to be able to? Doesn't he have to be able to tell a story? Doesn't he have to be able to sell things? Although he doesn't sell a whole lot.
No.
He does. He does at times bring that ring psychology to the ring, and portrays the match very well. He can tell a story in the ring. He can tell the story out of the ring with his mic skills. You can't tell me that he doesn't bring old school type of professional wrestling into this new industry that we see today. You can't tell me that. That's why I push him so much. That's why I like him so much, Aaron.
Well, I can see where you're coming from, but I still got to disagree because I just don't think that a promo and punches can be considered as great wrestling. That's just not. You want to talk about old school bringing old
okay.
school to the table. That's an old school belief right there.
Okay, well, let me add this to the picture. When we had Bret Hart on, what did he say? He said that when he fights or when he's in the ring wrestling or when he did get in the ring wrestle, he wanted to portray the match as though he was fighting in a bar or out on the street somewhere. You're not going to put somebody in a freaking toehold or jump off of a table or off a rope somewhere and attack a guy. You're going to go knuckles to knuckles, kicks to kicks and things like that, right?
Bret Hart is the ultimate in ring psychology because he wanted to make it look like a barroom brawl.
So doesn't
go back, let me Let me explain this.
All right, go ahead.
All right. If you go back and watch Brett's old matches, you'll see Brett every now and then kick, like he would kick the Bulldog straight on in the face, full speed, and you could hear it in the 15th row. But he would follow it up with a textbook suplex or a side Russian leg sweep or an outside dive or something like that. And then he would pick them up and start hammering them away with those famous punches that he would throw. But then, once again, he would throw them in the ropes and then come back with a back body drop or something. That's what you don't see from the Pope.
All you see from the Pope is
a bunch of knee drops and elbow drops. And like he does that thing where he flips up onto the turnbuckle and then comes down with the elbow. That's fancy, but how is that any different from just dropping an elbow?
It's effective, too. Well, you get more velocity. You get more power behind it. The further you're up.
Why risk breaking your neck by slipping on the turnbuckle rather than just getting up on the middle rope like Brett would and dive off with the elbow?
All right. Let me say this. Do you realize what you're saying? If wrestling was solely based on in-ring technicians with technical wrestling, basically, we wouldn't have, you probably wouldn't even be watching wrestling right now. We wouldn't have Hogan, Hansen. You wouldn't have any of these guys. Would you? Foley. Wrestling is not about promos, and Hogan, it's got more to do than just promos, dude. You gotta have a mixture of these things. You can't just go in the ring and go hold for hold. You gotta punch, kick, bite. Yeah, I mean, make it believable. And that's what's missing in today's wrestling. Everybody wants to get in the ring and high fly like a Mexican jumping beam that we see in Lucha Libre down in Mexico. And that's not going to work here in the States. Nobody wants to see that.
It's fancy. It's like with the little headstand thing with the Pope. It's fancy, but it's just the same as doing a big splash.
All right. Let's go to the phone line. Chris Kelly, you're on OWW Radio. What's up, man?
I couldn't talk about the pay-per-view. It wasn't too bad considering they had to do changes at the last minute. Like when they had to pull Lashley out of the match and they weren't sure if Hall was going to fight, so they got Waltman, and Waltman was like, no, so they got Eric Young. So considering they had to change around a lot of things, it wasn't too bad of a show.
Oh, so you liked the Genesis pay-per-view because they had to change things a lot, right?
Yeah, and I was a big fan of Ken Kennedy's debut. Mm-hmm. So, just because it got the crowd hot, and that's what the preview was lacking. The crowd was dead all night until Ken came out, but then Ken kind of got them fired up, and then they were dead for the main event.
Mm-hmm. Well, I lost interest when Anderson came out, so I don't know what really happened after that. I didn't see the Angle AJ match. Aaron's telling me that AJ turned heel. I read some of the reports on it.
Teased. Ric Flair tucked in the belt and then he nailed the Angle with the belt and pinned him.
Go ahead, Aaron. Chris, thanks for the call, dude. Aaron, go ahead. Tell us about it.
All right. You just heard it there. Styles hits Angle with a belt, and he turns heel. Now, I completely disagree with this call from TNA, and I'm going to explain why. Back when TNA had its inception in 2002, that's something that they love talking about. Back whenever they had their inception, shortly thereafter, Styles was turned heel and put the world title on him after they put the X Division title on him, and he honestly... You go back and look at it, he honestly had no gimmick. He was just a bad guy. Like the theme tonight is Bad Boys. He was a bad boy. That's his gimmick. And they didn't give him hardly any promo time so he could come out there and get a gimmick. They just told him, hey, you're a heel. Go out there and make people boo you. And he did that by doing the occasional taunt followed up by a great move that you couldn't help but be jealous of. That was his thing. And if you remember here a couple of years ago, they tried turning Styles heel again, but it eventually got out of hand, and he started going towards the comedy part of the angle, which people started eventually laughing at it, and he turned babyface shortly thereafter. And, you know, I just... All right. Whenever thinking about this, I couldn't help but think back to what the gimmicks that made great heels. I couldn't help but think about these. I mean, I even made a list, Nick, and you helped me remember a couple of these names, too. Let's go through this list real quick.
All right.
Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff. Rowdy Roddy Piper, perhaps one of the greatest heels of all time. Macho Man Randy Savage. Hulk Hogan. Bret Hart. Freddie Blassie. Andre the Giant. Jerry the King Lawler. The Undertaker. The Million Dollar Man. Sergeant Slaughter. The Iron Sheik. Bobby the Brain Heenan. Jake the Snake Roberts. Rick Rude. The Model Rick Martel. Mr. Perfect Curt Hennig. The Valiants, Jimmy and Johnny, and the Wild Samoans. Now, you go through that list right there and compare it to an AJ Styles, and there is obviously not even the shadow of a contest.
But isn't that a different era? You can't compare two different eras because the industry has changed so much, though.
What is Hogan still doing around? What are they doing with Machismo, trying to make him like Savage? What is Stone Cold? Why does Stone Cold still have his old gimmick? I mean, the gimmicks are still there. So why can't they make more of those kind of gimmicks? I mean, let's go through here real quick. And I'm going to talk about
promo. And it's also more personality today than it is as a heel in face. It's more like the 90s. It was personality over heel and face. It's whose personality you better side with. And I guess AJ has this personality, and he's trying to get people who have that same personality to side with him.
Well, you know, all right, let's go through and talk about promos for a second. I agree with that. Let's talk about promos, though, which is something that Styles hasn't been given much mic time. You go through and you look at a Rowdy Roddy Piper. He was, I'm going to go all out and say that Piper was the greatest ever on a mic. I mean, you go back and watch the old Piper's Pit episodes, watch him with Adrian Adonis and Jimmy Snuka, the infamous Piper's Pit with Jimmy Snuka and Hogan and Wonderful and Orton and all these people. He had the crowds in the palm of his hands, and, you know, I remember watching the Hall of Fame ceremony when Piper was inducted. I don't know if you were there or not. I know you were at WrestleMania to see Piper's Pit with Stone Cold.
Yeah.
But the night before at the Hall of Fame, Ric Flair said that they were in Puerto Rico, and a man jumped in the ring, and he had a knife. And he was threatening to stab Piper. And just for that little bit of extra fan heat, Piper said, "Nah, come on, stab me. I don't care. I get more money to do that." The guy comes up and stabs Piper. They get backstage. Ric Flair comes up to Piper. "What were you thinking out there?" And he goes, "I got to get the heat. Good for the business. Good for the business." That is a heel. And I guarantee you AJ Styles is not going to do that. And let's go on down the list. Macho Man. That is one of the greatest talkers of all time.
Right.
And do I think he's as good as Piper? No. But, I mean, you came up with a good point, too. A great babyface can be a great heel. And Savage was equal on both, which is rare. And honestly, because of the lack of mic time, I don't think that Styles is even a great babyface. He's just a perfect wrestler, in my opinion. You know, and
well,
he's
probably going to be a better babyface than he is a heel. And as Chris said, I mean, we don't know if he's completely heel. He said, what did he say, so to speak, that he's a heel? I don't know. I guess we just have to wait to see how the story unfolds.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I mean, it's better to like a good wrestler than to hate a guy for no reason. Like, there's no reason for him to hate Styles because he hadn't had promo time to go out and talk bad about anybody. I mean, they've had him walk away from the handshake a couple of times, which, you know, it's like, hey, what's going on there?
Well,
you know?
Well, Styles shouldn't have even been in that main event picture in the first place. Like I said, Matt Morgan should have been there from day one. It's no AJ Styles is a mid-carder. There's no way Styles should be headlining a pay-per-view. There's no way he should be headlining a regular weekly show. AJ Styles is a mid-carder at best. He will never be a main eventer. He's a Rey Mysterio shouldn't have been a main eventer. Guerrero, Chris Benoit, these guys never should have been main eventers. They can't draw. AJ Styles will never draw. That's the problem I have with TNA, Aaron. You bring up these heels versus face, it doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter at all. Because AJ Styles shouldn't have been there in the first place. Will he be a good heel? No. Will he be a good babyface? It doesn't even matter. I think he'll be a better babyface than he will be a heel. Because he's got that whole look of a teen idol or what that we'll get into a little later on. He's got that whole look going for him. But like I said, it's all about personalities. Heels and faces don't matter in today's industry. It mattered back in the 80s and the 70s. It don't matter now. AJ should have never been a main eventer, and he will never be a main eventer in my eyes.
And, you know, TNA is making AJ out to be like their own personal gift from God. And I completely see where you're coming from, seeing as how, you know, he has no personality, so why is he there in the main event?
And here's another thing. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. All right, if you want to talk about personalities in modern-day wrestling, I think the perfect example of what they should try and get that amount of heat for Styles, I think that the example they need to look at is CM Punk. Somebody who goes out and tells nothing but the truth and capitalizing on the idea that truth hurts.
Yep.
Which is, that brings me to my next example on my list, Bret Hart. You know, it's everybody knows about the whole USA versus Canada stuff that they had going on with the Hart Foundation back in 97. Everybody knows about that. Bret came out every week talking about how America, our own beloved country, how it is filled with nothing but racial slurs and you know, violence on street corners and bitter hatred, when Canada is the exact opposite of that. Maybe not the exact opposite, but close enough to the opposite. And, you know, the truth hurt. And the people who saw what Bret was talking about, and the people in every other country in the world, they stayed with Bret because they knew it was true, and they knew that Bret was always going to be their hero because he still did nothing but tell the truth. Mm. And the same stubborn Americans who hated him were just proving him right. And that made a great, great heel and a great, great storyline and a great draw from the fans.
Yeah, that's a great heel persona that AJ Styles will never have.
Exactly. And, you know, you go back through and you get the Million Dollar Man and Mr. Perfect. Mr. Perfect is the closest example that I can think of for AJ Styles. Because if you look at a Curt Hennig wrestle and if you look at an AJ Styles wrestle, you rarely, rarely ever see a flaw. And that's what made Mr. Perfect a great heel, was the fact that he never messed up and he wouldn't shut up about it. That's the thing that made people hate him. He hit a beautiful drop kick, he would get up and showboat about it, and the people would chew him out. That's the only thing that I can see that can work for AJ Styles, is something like that. He gets up, springs off, hits the inverted DDT, get up, talk about it a little bit, and maybe, just maybe, it might be able to work. But that's the only gimmick I see working I mean, you know, the respect stuff has been done with the Main Event Mafia, and it's been done with The Undertaker and all too many times before. They can't do the respect, the lack of a respect. They can't do that. It's just the only thing I see working for AJ Styles right now.
And you know what? And to add to that, Kurt Angle couldn't even put AJ Styles over. He had this huge feud with Kurt Angle, and still he hasn't caught the attention to many of the wrestling fans. He's still just AJ Styles, this mid-carder put in the spotlight by TNA. Does anybody agree with me and Aaron on this? Are we the only ones that see this? Are we the only ones that see that AJ Styles can and will never be anything more than the status that he should be in as a mid-carder instead of TNA pushing him down our throat?
Why is AJ Styles a world champion, taking up spots that people like Owen Hart and Mr. Perfect himself and all these people, why is he taking up their spots that they should have earned years ago? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
888-357-9876. 888-357-9876. TNA.com, Aaron, is asking who is people's favorite wrestler. And AJ Styles is winning by a landslide. And I don't understand it. Is this just for the TNA roster, Corey, or worldwide? I'm assuming this is just for TNA. Can you actually say that AJ Styles is your favorite wrestler?
If you're talking wrestling ability, then there's no bigger AJ Styles mark than me. I mean, if you look at him, it's like I just said, you rarely ever see a wrestling flaw in AJ Styles, which is rare. And so he would get my vote in a heartbeat.
Well, Amazing Red is pretty good as well, though, right?
Oh,
he does something.
Yeah, but you got to go back to the Lucha Libre, and some of it's just kind of pointless.
Yeah, well, that's true. But a good point there. 888-357-9876, 888-357-9876. We want to hear from you. What do you think about TNA.com asking who is people's favorite wrestler? AJ Styles winning by a landslide? Heel gimmicks and babyface gimmicks. What do you think about those? And AJ Styles being portrayed as one of them. As a heel. Can he pull it off? Being this teen idol. I don't know what they're doing over there at TNA. Also, the TNA Genesis pay-per-view on Sunday. I give it a grade C or lower, man. What do you think about it? 888-357-9876, option 2. Radio at online, worldofwrestling.com is the email address. We got David Reese coming up shortly here on OWW Radio. We'll take a quick break, come back with more. On the other side, remember the telephone number is 888-357-9876. We're taking your phone call. Be right back.
OWW Radio. Nerd, Online World of Wrestling is proud to present its official forum, OWW Genesis, the gold standard of wrestling forums. OWW Genesis hosts over 50 active forums, which include news, results, the WWE section, TNA, ROH, independent and international discussion, women's wrestling, 8 video forums, OWW forum games, MMA, wrestling video games, and wrestling interests. You want more? Okay, Genesis also has forums dedicated to wrestling promotions of the past, ECW, WCW, and the golden age of professional wrestling. More? Okay, Genesis has more to offer its community with a variety of special features such as OWW Undisputed, Debate League, Bloodfest, All-Time Polls, What If, Pharaoh foul, even a e-fed called takedown. More? Okay. OWW Genesis is also proud to be the official community forum for chick fights and OWW Radio. More? Okay. You'll find me there, Nick Anthony, and all the producers and many others right there at online World of Wrestling's official forum, OWW Genesis. It's the gold standard of wrestling forum. It's the gold standard! Okay, that one hurt it. That one hurt it.
And now, a message to our competitors. Thanks for tuning us in.
Every single Wednesday night, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, Fire on Ice, a brand new webcast based around the NHL's Calgary Flames. You set the topics, and you lead the discussion.
Hadlick with sharp shoots. What a stop by Giffenbach. Rebound. Oh, an even better save. They score. Dustin Boyd cutting the lead to two.
Jump into the play and you get to choose who winds up in the dumbass club. Fire on Ice, the weekly show about the Hawks team playing the coolest game on earth.
The Ayatollah of rock and roll and the very first undisputed champion in WWE history, and you are listening to WTR.
This is the Godfather of Extreme, Rob Parks. Tune in every Saturday, midnight-ish, for CB Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Where it belongs, the afterthought of the WWE, their developmental program on national television. Let's put it where it belongs. Let's get that straight.
Oh, Lordy, but Jesus, they just went through the whole thing on the other freaking tape. I went to play it back and went two sentences and then went, poof. All right, I haven't had a B yet. It's 5 to 11. This is killing me because I'm going through this sober.
I'm like, do these assholes not see a pair of boxer briefs laying on the floor? Luna is one of the most beautiful women that I have ever saw. And I'm not lying.
OWW Radio. And now, Nick Anthony.
Get a river running down the left of the city. No women, they ran and revolved the weepers.
Hello, this is Cage, better known in OWW Genesis as Scrap Metal 55. Wanted to make a point about the switch back to the traditional four-sided ring. I'd have to say that I agree with Shooter in saying that it was sort of a hypocritical move. And I thought the six-sided ring made them stand out a lot more. I'm a little disappointed, and I think that the X Division's wrestling is going to take a big hit because of this.
Online World of Wrestling, OWW Genesis, WTR Wild Talk Radio Network. I'm Nick Anthony on the forum, broadcasting from the entertainment capital of the world, Los Angeles, California. You're tuning in to Online World of Wrestling Radio, OWW Radio, where fans and legends come together, man. And whether you are a viewer of WWE's Monday Night Raw, ECW, Superstars, or Friday Night SmackDown, what about TNA Impact, man? Ring of Honor, the Indies, we talked them all, including hey. Now, we want to hear from you, and we made it easy for you with our toll-free telephone number. It's 888-357-9876. It's 888-357-9876. Hit option 2, or as I always say, dos for my Mexican friends. Email address is radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com. That's radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com, man. That was Scrappy. That's the voice you heard. He sent us a voicemail on our toll-free telephone number about the six-sided ring. He misses it, he said. Don't know why TNA abandoned it the way they did. We saw on Genesis this past pay-per-view on Sunday that TNA went for the four-sided, the traditional, I might add, four-sided ring. A lot of people are upset about it. I don't understand it. I don't understand why they're so upset about the ring, man. Did a little poll about it on Genesis, OWW, that is. Kind of went a split decision on it. Let's go to the email bag, if you will. But first, the poll that was brought up, the question, as we all saw, on it came from Corey, the executive producer of OWW Radio. He wrote, as we saw on TNA Genesis, TNA has officially made the switch back to the traditional four-sided ring. Anyone who listened to last week's show of OWW Radio heard me praise the decision. But Corey, on the other hand, as Scrappy did, you heard the audio bite, he disagreed. He said, quote, the six-sided ring appealed to me. It was unique and added to the individuality of TNA. It made them stand out a little from the other 4,000 promotions, he said, that use or have used the traditional four-sided ring. Not only that, he said, but this move effectively makes all the time they devoted over the past 6 years, or however long it's been, putting over the six-sided ring, a complete waste of time. What about all the time they spent talking about how the ring was better for the X Division wrestlers, which it is, by the way, he says. What about all the time they devoted to putting over how much more dangerous the six sides of steel cage matches were? He says, in my opinion, TNA is kind of making themselves look foolish with this move, not to mention hypocritical. Well, what's your opinion, OWW? At 888-357-9876, option 2. To the forums for this week's emails, voicemails, and postbag. Tip?
OWW Radio.
Email.
There's a letter in your mailbox.
Emails.
Tom from Genesis wrote, I'm going with the six-sided ring. When I first watched TNA a while back, I thought to myself that the ring was the dumbest thing I've seen in wrestling in a while. After some time, the ring grew on me and I enjoyed it. Like TNA liked to preach, one of the reasons they are different is the shape of the ring. It helped the X Division high flyers by allowing them to have different angles to and such when they use the ropes to springboard. They should have kept it the six sides. Puppet Master, considering that TNA no longer showcases their X Division, you knew it was only a matter of time before this happened. It is a shame, though. The six-sided ring helped TNA stand out, and it will be missed. And I will miss it, he said. Shockage wrote on the forum, I like the six-sided ring. It complemented the impact on making the place look bigger than it seemed. Just looking at the new set with the four-sided ring makes TNA look generic. Now isn't the time, he said, to be losing your identity. Now hold on, Shock.
This comes from a guy who is all for traditions. You, contempt, all for traditions, yet you're willing to give up or spit in the face, look down upon this long tradition of the squared circle. Come on, bro. Choose a side. Prodigy wrote on the forum, when I first started watching TNA, I didn't really like the six-sided ring, but it eventually grew on me, he said. It probably helped the X Division guys, and six sides of steel sounds pretty menacing compared to just a steel cage match. It was definitely something that helped TNA stick out and gave them a different identity to the WWE. Now, Scott, he wrote, a six-sided ring does not make the X Division. The talent does. These guys perform the same exact moves for years in the same little square rings as everyone else. The ring doesn't make the spots any better. How they are performed and sold do. I don't see these performers struggling to pull off the same exact moves in ROH, PWG, Shikara, IWA, or NWA. I like the smaller four-sided ring better. When I watch guys who go for dives, and they are in a big ring, they look like they are running in a slow motion because there is so much more space they need to cover. Same with the WWE. That's why I feel dives like those are better performed in rings such as ROH and most other indies use. Now, I don't want WWE to change their ring size, but I'm glad TNA brought back a four-sided ring that is smaller than the six-sided monstrosity. Just to throw this out there, as for ring size rather than shape, the Van Terminator looked devastating in ECW's smaller ring, he said. When Van Damme brought it to the WWE, it looked weaker because of the extra 2 to 4 feet extra he had to cover with the coast-to-coast sling.
Oh, okay,
all in
okay,
favor?
Okay.
Wait a minute. All, right. All in favor of this, of Scott's post, say aye.
Aye.
Yeah.
All right. Now, as for what the guy said about the Van Terminator looking different in ECW as opposed to WWE, that's got more to do, I think, with the actual ring materials than the ring length. Because you go back and you look at the indie and ECW type rings, they are about 18 by 18 foot as opposed to the WWE 20 by 20 foot, which is 2 feet difference. If you look at the material, WWE rings are made with nylon ropes, which are a lot more like bungee cord, as how they bounce up and down a lot more, as opposed to the indie rings, which are made with steel cables wrapped in rubber, which don't give as much. So it would provide RVD a little more stability to be able to leap up to the top and get a little balance before he actually leaped off.
Wouldn't you get more from the WWE ring opposed to ECW? That's what
you would think that, but it's got a lot more to do with finding your balance once you jump up there and then leaping off.
Hmm. Well,
you can't bounce across.
I'm not a professional wrestler, so I can't comment too much on the ropes and how that plays the picture. So I can't comment on it, but all I know is that the Van Terminator, the move did look horribly, hard to do in WWE opposed to ECW when Van Damme, had it over there. It seemed a lot more brutal in ECW than it did on WWE TV.
Yeah.
Riley V1, on the topic of the four-sided ring compared to the six-sided ring, he said, I prefer the traditional four-sided, to be honest. I don't think that having six sides brought anything new to the table, and it just looked like a cheap attempt to be different for the sake of being different. Indie Junkie wrote, the six-sided ring defined TNA since the day it was introduced. Well, that's not entirely true, man, but we continue. It gave spice to the cage by adding two sides to it. It did add to the X Division. It gave two more corners to play with and two more sides to bounce off of. I know that doesn't seem like much, but when a series of moves gets to be involved, it can make all the difference. This is a bad move. I stand by that. Now,
Paul Horsman, other form, also wrote, Hogan did something right, I guess, he said. And Gordon Solie has stopped rolling over in his grave. After all, it is all and always, I should say, will be the squared circle. Professional wrestling is throwing away one tradition after another. I refuse to let the ring be the next one. They did it to everything else, including the title belt. Do not let it happen with the ring. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Big Brian on the forum wrote, granted, I prefer the four-sided ring to the six-sided. I think that TNA is or was identified by the six-sided ring. Aren't they trying to become a force on their own, he wrote. Why make changes by imitating the competition? But what the hell, he goes, I guess they could have done worse. All right. You can send your emails to radio@onlineworldofwrestling.com, or if you are a member of OWW Genesis, you can write your posts on the open mic form there on OWW Genesis, onlineworldofwrestling.com. All right, listen up. Scott and Paul were right. They're right, both with tradition and the X Division. The ring did very little for the X Division over at TNA. It isn't the ring. The talent will shine regardless of the ring. And with tradition, we don't even have to bring up the past years, man. And the great memories we have of watching matches in the squared circle, man, right? The four-sided ring is professional wrestling. Period.
Exactly.
And you seasonal and or part-time wrestling fans can take your six sides to the backyard indie promotions, period. And as I said, it looked way too small for any heavyweight. Way too small for any heavyweight to be in the ring. Wrestlers have said it, they don't like it. So why are you complaining about it?
You know, now that I'm thinking about it, Nick, you just mentioned indie promotions can take it to their backyards and start using it. It's funny. Not a few months ago, I was flipping through my channels and came across some off-brand Mexican channel and came across Lucha Libre. That's what it said on the guide. I turned it on, and it's AAA. You know,
yeah.
The famous promotion that brought you When Worlds Collide back in 94. And they actually have a six-sided ring now with the big Corona beer symbol in the middle of it. And I thought that was just the craziest thing, because now I thought the most famous wrestler that they have is Teddy Hart. And where has Teddy Hart been? You know?
Yeah.
And TNA has started giving these indie promotions the idea of having a six-sided ring, and it's really just bringing them down, in my opinion.
Yeah. The talent's going to shine regardless of the ring. So if you want your six-sided ring, like we said, go to the backyards, have it there, because too small for any heavyweight to do anything in it, and they're arguably the money and the drawers to the events, aren't they? They are. And the lack of move sets that they can perform in the ring, that's been cut down. All I can see it benefiting was the X Division over there at TNA. And although it supplied us with great matches, heavyweights carry the industry, period, man. And I come to realize that, because I, too, was on the X Division bandwagon, and I love it. But get this. If the X Division was the be-all, end-all in TNA, it would have overtaken WWE a long time ago, wouldn't it? Now, it wasn't until Hogan and his friends came along with known heavyweight contenders, too, and talent that we even start to see TNA show a sign of contendership, man. Same with the Knockouts. Although great and score high numbers and ratings, it ain't drawing the crowds. Your opinions count at 888-357-9876, option 2. 888-357-9876, option 2. David Reese coming up next here on OWW Radio.
OWW Radio.
All right, where do you go to find downloadable professional wrestling on demand? One site, clickwrestle.com. Whether it's male or female, mixed, you want some free videos, wrestlers, and the catalogs that follow, clickwrestle.com. Featuring wrestling matches involving Claudio Castagnoli, Art Cannon, cheerleader Melissa American Dragon, Daphne Chris Hero, and many more. ClickWrestle.com matches are now only $2.95 to purchase. $2.95. Can't go wrong with $2.95. Just log on to www.clickwrestle.com.
Do you have a business that you are looking to take online but have no idea what an HTML or a JPEG is? Do you currently have a website that is in need of an overhaul? Or do you have a website that needs updating but you don't have the time to do so? If the answer to any of these questions is yes, then you need to check out WTRProductions.tk, where you can get quality web design and management at an affordable rate. Looking to get the lowdown on all the services we offer? Then shoot us off an email by checking out our contact section so that we can help you get started building your online home. WTR Productions. High quality work for an affordable rate. Built the way you want. Located at www.wtrproductions.tk.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, the whole fucking show, Rob Van Dam. You listen to me on the Wild Talk Radio Network, boo.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
The Bang Cartoon Radio Hour is now on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You got some email?
Yeah, after watching Mark Sanchez scarf down a wiener on the sidelines, Jeff Garcia immediately demanded to be traded to the Jets.
You want the latest NFL news? You won't get it here. You want NFL stats and analysis? You won't get it here.
Skip Bayless talks to Chad Ochocinco week 8.
The Steelers and the Ravens will wind up better than you. I've got you losing down the road here.
Losing what?
Baltimore? At Pittsburgh?
Chad, please.
Skip Bayless is like my crack.
If you want the best and funniest NFL podcast on the internet, join us for the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour, Friday nights at 8:30, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Bang!
Option 2, radio at online, world of wrestling.com. OWW Radio. All right. Big news, everybody. OWW Radio has been nominated for the 2009 People's Choice Award Favorite Show, man, by WrestlingRadioAwards.com. We consider it the utmost honor, privilege to be nominated for this award. Fans of OWW can learn more and show their support by voting at the following web address. It's WrestlingRadioAwards.com, man. WrestlingRadioAwards.com. WRA 2010 will take place on Royal Rumble Sunday, January 31st. The event will be streamed live starting at 4 p.m. Eastern from Atlanta. Of course, that's where WWE will be having the Royal Rumble. A lot of shows have been nominated here on WTR. Go ahead, check them out at WrestlingRadioAwards.com. Dr. David Reese is joining us, man. Yes. What's up, man? He's a regular to the show now. a psychologist, been in that field for, 20-plus years now?
More years than I want to say.
Yeah, man. Past guest to the show. Welcome to the show, man.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
All right. Did you get a chance to watch TNA Genesis this past time?
I was on the road this weekend. I didn't get to watch it.
No, you didn't miss anything, bro.
cut off. I gave it a C rating. I wasn't too fond of it. We brought up a lot of things earlier in this show that you may be able to clear the picture off. I know we're getting a lot of talk about it in the chat rooms, especially you, Aaron. I mean, you're getting called out left and right. I guess they're afraid to call you on it, though. But if you got something to say, call up Aaron and call him out here on the air.
Please.
888-357-9876, option 2. Aaron was talking about the Pope, D'Angelo De Niro, and how he's not really bringing anything to wrestling other than his brawling style. He also brought that he's good on the mic, and that's about it. He's not a professional wrestler, basically. That's what he's saying. What do you think?
I stand by that belief, too.
Well, I think the name of the game is entertainment. And in terms of his wrestling skills, no, he's not everything that he could be. I think that he can be good in the ring. I think he can draw the crowd. But I don't think he's a complete wrestler in the sense that you'd really want.
Amen.
I see. Well, but you got to also believe that he's bringing something to the stage that has been lost for, you know, a long time in professional wrestling. We haven't seen it since the 80s, basically. What he's bringing a whole package that we haven't seen in a while.
Yeah, I think there's definitely a place for him, for sure. He may not have everything, but no one has everything. I think that he can bring a lot to the ring. I think especially like you're talking about AJ Styles, who has all of the wrestling moves and all of the techniques. But personally, it's hard to relate to him other than as a technician. And that is definitely going to be an issue in his turning heel if that's what's happening.
Exactly.
I hear you. We also talked about AJ Styles and, Ric Flair helping him out and him turning heel supposedly and going down that stage or status in TNA. What makes a great heel character in professional wrestling, David?
Well, I think there are several different types of heels, each of whom have a different type of draw. And there's no one perfect heel. Some people are heels just because they're nasty. And that can only go so far. I think, you know, an example of that is what's happening with Sheamus. You know, he was brought out basically as a mean bully, but there really wasn't much more personality or history to him. And that's not really going to go too far. Then you go to the other extreme of people like, you know, Stone Cold, who may be very dark figures, negative figures, sociopathic in their own terms, but have a personality, have a draw, who have a ability to hook the crowd in their personality. Whether you like them or hate them, you're involved.
I hear you.
Stone Cold was such a good heel that people liked him.
Yeah, that's it. And I think, you know, on a deeper level, you know, which is what I'm here for, we all have a side of us that we don't really care for. We all have a side of us that can be pretty miserable and lousy and mean. And when you get someone who can bring that out in a way that's both serious and playful at the same time, that's one type of perfect heel. And that I think Stone Cold surely exemplifies. You have the other type who may be more of the bully, but the snide bully that everybody really wants to get back at. Someone who reminds you of people in your life that you'd like to get back at, and that's involving. But just sort of a plain old mean guy isn't going to draw much other than in the match itself.
888-357-9876, option 2, 888-357-9876. 76 option 2, rated online, worldofwrestling.com. David, when we come back for break, I want to ask you about the most memorable and not so memorable tactics that some of the best heel characters have brought to the game and what stands out the most for you and can we ever go back to seeing some of these heel factions in today's industry, which is what I'm very interested in. All when we come back at 888-357-9876. Also taking your questions, your moans, groans, complaints, gripes, whatever you have, man, on Aaron. He's taking them off. You know, there's some rumbling about what you said about the ropes, Aaron, and how, you know, they're made of steel cables and things like that. Some rumblings about that. I'm not an indie wrestler. I don't know what the ropes are made of, dude. And I make that note. You know what the ropes are made of. Give me a call, 888-357-9876. Give me a call. Tell me. I don't know. Plain and simple. We'll take a break. Come back. More with David Reese here on OWW Radio.
OWW Radio.
All right, Online World of Wrestling is proud to present its official forum, OWW Genesis, the gold standard of wrestling forums. OWW Genesis hosts over 50 active forums, which include news, results, the WWE section, TNA, ROH, independent and international discussion, women's wrestling, 8 video forums, OWW forum games, MMA, wrestling video games, and wrestling interests. You want more? Okay. Genesis also has forums dedicated to wrestling promotions of the past, ECW, WCW, and the golden age of professional wrestling. More? Okay. Genesis has more to offer its community with a variety of special features such as OWW Undisputed, Debate League, Bloodfest, All Time Pose, What If, Pharaoh Foul, even an e-fed called Takedown. More? Okay. OWW Genesis is also proud to be the official community forum for Chick Fights and OWW Radio. More? Okay. You'll find me there, Nick Anthony, and all the producers and many others right there at Online World of Wrestling's official forum, OWW Genesis. It's the gold standard of wrestling forum. It's the gold standard! Okay, that one heard it. That one heard it.
I'm Al Snow, former WWE superstar, tough enough trainer, and just all-around gadabout. When I want to talk or I want to listen to someone else talk, I go to wildtalkradio.com.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is the Spud Guy, the real voice of Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Listen every Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern as we get an in-depth of the world of wrestling. And as always, you can find me there, the real voice of Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
OWW Radio, 888-357-9876, option 2, radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com. Before we went to the break, we were talking about most memorable heels and the tactics that they did in the ring and outside the ring to get them over. But prior to that, we were talking a little bit about AJ Styles' first hour and how he's making this move over to a heel character or a bad boy. David is joining us here with TNA Aaron Kendrick, also on the line here on OWW Radio. David,
yeah.
At TNA Genesis pay-per-views, this past Sunday, Ric Flair helped AJ Styles and maybe pushed him into this heel status over there on TNA. Do you think this is going to be a successful move for AJ Styles? Because as a babyface, he wasn't really over with the fans either.
Yeah, I think he's going to have to step it up. Now, does he have the ability to? I hope so. I'm not one to say that he doesn't. We haven't really seen it yet. We haven't really seen that he could connect with the fans. Even the storylines that they've had, the storyline that they had with him and Sting, you know, he sort of played a meek guy who Sting had to talk out of retiring. Now, he's going to have to make a big turn to go from being a meek, retiring type person to being Ric Flair's buddy. Can he do it? Yeah, it's possible. I'd like to see him do it. I think if he does it, it's going to go over very well, but it's going to take a lot of movement on his part to improve his skills.
But even with the angle of Kurt Angle and the feud with him and AJ, that wasn't really putting AJ over. How could Ric Flair, and Flair's not even wrestling. Angle, here he is, a respected professional wrestling gold medalist within the WWE. He was he's well over already. Everybody knows that. He's well over. He's not able to put over AJ Styles. How could Ric Flair do it? And he's not even active as a professional wrestler.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how they're going to make it work. As I said, you know, because you put the two together and, you know, it's Mutt and Jeff. It just looks like they don't belong together. AJ's going to have to really change his whole personality style and what they've been playing. And I don't know if that will be effective if he makes that strong of a change. It may be too much, and I don't know if he can do it. You know, the idea of teaming him up with Flair is a good idea if he has the ability to step up to it, but I think it's questionable.
Could you put AJ Styles in a category of being a tweener or an anti-hero opposed to being a heel?
Yeah, I think you could put him in, you know, a role where he's not a pure babyface, where he's disliked to some extent, but, you know, he's never going to be a Jake the Snake. He's not going to be a Macho Man. He's not going to be a Rowdy Piper.
Exactly.
I don't think that he can reach that. You know, maybe he has a lot more in him than we're giving him credit for, but he's not going to be that kind of heel who really involves everybody, who you love to hate or hate to love. At best, it seems he'll be sort of a negative guy who can put over faces, but I don't really see him as being a headlining heel.
Maybe they're going to push him in this pretty boy heel category, much like they did with Shawn Michaels in the late 80s when he was coming out, going into his own, I suppose, for the Intercontinental Championship there. Maybe that's what they're doing to him, one of these pretty boy where, you know, people hate him, the guys hate him especially, you know.
Yeah, it's going to be a big change, though, because he has that sort of, you know, down-home, aw shucks type personality. And to
like
suddenly,
a country boy kind of.
Right, right. And, you know, to suddenly turn that to the pretty boy is going to be a real big turn.
Yeah.
I just can't see what can work for him other than the one where, you know, he rarely flaws in his in-ring ability, and he likes to boast about it. That's the only thing that I can see that'll work for him, like a Mr. Perfect type.
Right, where he, yeah, exactly, just as you said, where he makes all the perfect moves and then is very pompous about it, in a sort of quiet way, but in a way that gets your nerves up, in a sort of taunting way.
You know, I'm not talking about go all out and do the billiards and shot from mid-court and the one guy touchdown. I'm not talking about all that. I'm talking about the in-ring type.
Right.
Perfect.
Right, right, right.
But like a Rick Rude as well, right?
Kind of. Yeah, I can see that. Like the pretty boy, yeah, I can see that.
The other way he might go would be to be a more sullen heel, sort of the quietly angry, negative, that might get over, because that wouldn't require as much talking skills, but that's not going to be a headliner. You know, that's more of a mid-carder heel.
Well, he's not a headliner in the first place. The TNA's pushing him down our throats, don't you agree?
Well, he's got the technical skills, but he doesn't have the entertainment grasp of the audience. People love him, but not in the intense way that's going to really fire up the emotions.
And you said it right there, Dave, and this is what you fail to realize, Aaron, that you got to have a whole package, entertainment, wrestling, be able to brawl, you be able to speak well on the mic. You got to bring all that to the table, and if you can't, you're not going to be over with the fans, especially the hardcore wrestling fans that know their stuff.
What am I failing to realize about that?
Well, you brought this whole thing up about the Pope, D'Angelo De Niro, and how he's only a brawler, and he can speak well on the mic. That's it. He's not a professional wrestler, though, and you were speaking ill of him.
Well, I mean, I'm going to stick with that he can cut a promo. Like, he's one of the best talkers in the business today, but he cannot wrestle. He can brawl. That's my view on him.
Yet he's entertainment, and you're basically a snob. You're like Jim Cornette, very narrow-minded with wrestling. That's what you are, Aaron. You want to see? You're like a horse with blind. You ever see horses race when they have these blinders on? They only see this one direction, straight ahead. They don't see what's going on around them. That's you. You see this one direction, and that's all you want to see. You don't want to see brawling. You don't want to see mic skills. You want to see technical wrestling. That's all you want to see, dude. And that's completely wrong. That's not what wrestling is. That's not how it was, and that's how it's turned out to be, but that's not how it is.
Not once have I denied the fact that Pope is a good entertainer. As a matter of fact, I've been saying that he's a good entertainer.
No.
Just not a total wrestling package.
Dave, what do you think?
Yeah, I think he could still get over very well because he is a good entertainer, and he can, whichever side he ends up going, he could draw the heat of the pop, but, you know, he's not going to have the technical skills, but he still can draw quite a crowd and then gain quite a following if it's done right. You know, the name of the game is putting people in the seats, and he can do that, and he can get them up out of their chairs, even if he's not the best technically. Now, from a purist point of view, that's not the whole package. Is it going to sell tickets? Yeah, very well might.
888-357-9876, option 2, radio at online, worldofwrestling.com. Radio at online, worldofwrestling.com. Let's talk a little bit about the most memorable and not so memorable heels in professional wrestling. Of course, we got a number of them. Of course, Iron Sheik, Slaughter was a good heel, also a good babyface character.
Yeah.
You agree that the best babyfaces can also make the best heel characters?
I think the best wrestlers are the ones who can go in both directions, mm-hmm. Who are going to get you involved with them emotionally, whichever side they take.
So you're saying it goes back to the storytelling aspect.
Right. Right.
Right.
Right. And just being able to match the personality to what's going on in the story. You know, where the change may be subtle, but when he's a heel, it's someone that you really think is a nasty person, and when he's a face, you'd like to go out and have a beer with him.
Right. 888-357-9876, option 2, radio at online, worldofwrestling.com, radio at online, worldofwrestling.com. When we come back, more with David Reese here on OWW Radio, telephone number 888-357-9876, option 2. Right back, OWW Radio.
OWW Radio.
All right, where do you go to find downloadable professional wrestling on demand? One site, clickwrestle.com. Whether it's male or female, mixed, you want some free videos, wrestlers, and the catalogs that follow, clickwrestle.com. Featuring wrestling matches involving Claudio Castagnoli, Art Cannon, cheerleader Melissa American Dragon, Daphne Chris Hero, and many more. clickwrestle.com matches are now only $2.95 the purchase. $2.95. Can't go wrong with $2.95. Just log on to www.clickwrestle.com.
I hear voices in my head. They counsel me. They understand. They talk to me.
Since 1996, Audio Wrestling has been getting in the ring as your definitive source for all your wrestling desires.
Interviews with some of pro wrestling's biggest stars.
Providing you with a wide selection of award-winning wrestling shows from past and present, such as
Ministry of Slam,
Monday Night Mayhem,
In Your Head,
WrestleCast,
Sunday Night Showdown,
Wrestling News Live,
Between the Ropes,
RVD Radio,
WrestleCast,
and Wrestle Talk Radio,
and many others.
If you can't get enough Mad Mania, climb into the ring with
Audio Wrestling,
www.audiowrestling.com,
and check out all the real voices of wrestling radio.
Audio Wrestling,
keeping you tuned in
since 1996.
Hey everybody, this is Biff Naked. Hang loose, hang ten, high five, go get 'em, fight the good fight. Listen to WTR with Biff Naked.
We're talking heel characters, face characters, teen idols, pretty boys, bad boys, and the like here on OWW Radio. And speaking of the Rick, the Model Martel will be joining us next week on episode 35 here on OWW Radio. We're talking to Dr. David Reese. Rick the Model Martel, he certainly can fit into that pretty boy gimmick. Certainly, huh, David?
Right. Right.
I cannot wait for that. I'm a huge Rick Martel mark, and I'm ready for that.
Yeah.
I'm ready to hear that famous accent mixed with your famous attitude on here.
that thick French accent that he has. Dave, explain the differences between the categories, the teen idols, the pretty boys, and the bad boys, you know?
Right, you've got the pretty boys, which is just obviously going to, you know, rile people up with their arrogance and, you know, basically jealousy, and play that up. And then you go the other side, you know, one of my favorite heels, Arn Anderson. You're surely not going to call him a pretty boy. But in the ring, he was such a technician, and you could actually believe that he was just as sadistic as can be and had everything planned out. And you found, you know, I find yourself calling up your own sadistic feelings and rooting for him even when you're rooting against him because he was so good at what he did. Even though he's not a pompous, really over-the-top nasty guy, but I think that's where you have the differential. Those who, just looking at them, the pretty boys, they just stir you up, they put up something that you want to dislike or get back at, as opposed to those who really reach deep down and pull up the sadistic, rageful side of our character.
Mm-hmm. You know, Arn Anderson and the whole Four Horsemen really were people that I thought of when I was talking about my list earlier as far as great heels go. And the one thing that I had the bone to pick was that sometimes you could find yourself actually kind of liking Arn Anderson.
Yeah.
Because the people actually kind of like that bad boy gimmick. And the Horsemen and Flair, they really were the bad boys. And, you know, Flair was the pretty boy. Tully and Arn were the tag team specialists and the in-ring technicians. And it was easy to hate and easy to like.
Yes.
That was my
moment. Yeah, at the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, with Rick the Model Martel coming on next week, of course, he had the fragrance that he would spray the fans with, and people would just eat all this up. And I'm really looking forward to it, and we're going to talk more at length about it with him and his career and how the gimmick came to play in his career. Let's analyze a little bit before we let you go, David. The 1987 Survivor Series Tag Team Elimination Match. We had Strike Force, the British Bulldogs, Killer Bees, Young Stallions, and the Rosewoods versus the Hart Foundation, Demolition, the Islanders, the Dream Team, and the Bolsheviks.
Wow.
Young, handsome, small underdogs versus big, ugly brutes. To a person who is not a wrestling fan and seeing this for the first time, they already know who is the heel, right?
On the surface, you would think so.
Yeah. It's only human nature, too, that a good-looking person would be will be the good guy and cheered for, regardless of if he's a heel or a face. You're always pushed are thrown to liken that good-looking person. Same thing with society today, right?
Right, and it goes beyond looks. It's basically charm. Someone who has charm, they can be nasty, they can be evil, but if they have charm, even in real life, they're going to have very dangerous power. And the charm can be physically attractive, but it doesn't have to be. But it's the type of person who's going to just hook you in and charm you, even if he's saying something that you totally disagree with, and afterwards think, how the hell did I get into that? But you're going to find yourself following him. And I think that was some of Stone Cold also. You know, I mean, in his own way, this is a charming guy, nasty as hell, in your face, but he could give you the finger and charm you at the same time.
Exactly. Exactly. And he both was a heel and a face character all at the same time. He was one of those tweeners, I guess.
Yeah. And even Jericho has a bit of that.
There you go.
He's someone who's very interesting if you listen to his tone of voice. There's just a sort of almost a lilt to his voice that even when he's taunting the fans, his tone of voice is calming.
Mm-hmm.
And he can sort of pull you in a calming way even when he's calling you out. And that's
so,
the most powerful draw.
So is CM Punk. I don't know what he's doing nowadays, but certainly CM Punk could fit in that same category.
Yeah, I mean, I have problems with what they're doing with Punk these days because I don't know how you make a really strong heel out of the straight edge, what they're doing with him now. I think they're really losing a lot of his ability, but he's got it if they gave him a better storyline.
All right, 888-357-9876. That's Dr. David Reese joining us here on OWW Radio. David, I greatly appreciate you coming on with us here on spending some time with us here on OWW Radio, and we love to have you back on again, man.
Thank you. My pleasure. Anytime.
All right, David.
Always
all right.
Absolutely.
TNA, Aaron Kendrick with the Match of the Week. You can be a part of the Match of the Week by simply emailing us at radio@onlineorderwrestling.com. Or if you are a member of Genesis, log on and send a post to TNA, Total Nonstop, and send in your candidate for Match of the Week. With that said, Tip, Match of the Week this week. Go for it, Tip.
OWW Radio.
I'm sure some TNA action has to do with it, right, Aaron?
Oh, no
changed out, man. I mean, first off, I'm just going to get right into it and say that there were a lot of great matches last week. You know, after sitting here thinking about it, you know, I realized, shoot, even Goldust had a good match on ECW. That's saying something.
Yeah.
That's actually one of the runner-ups. It was Goldust against one of the new guys, Trent Beretta. Now, I'm catching myself here liking this new tag team, Trent Beretta and Kalen Croft. I'm catching myself liking this match. This match was a good 15 minutes long, and it had some nice spots in it, and I liked it. Trent Beretta came out with a win, and they're putting those kids over, and I like that.
Wow.
And another match that I had on my list here as a runner-up was AJ Styles and Domko. Now, I don't really get this. I was thinking about it earlier. A couple of weeks ago, wasn't Domko in some kind of six-man tag team match, and then after that happened, they just ignored him, and then they come back all of a sudden, and here's Domko, the guy who's been attacking Styles for the past several months. They don't even acknowledge that he was a babyface there for a couple nights. And it just makes no sense. So that match it didn't fly for me. Another runner-up I've got that didn't make a whole lot of sense was a tag team match over on SmackDown. It was the Hart Dynasty, Luke Gallows and CM Punk, and, all right, check this out.
Go for it.
The Great Khali and Matt Hardy. Now, it's going back to how, I said several months ago, you can throw a dart at the WWE roster and it will land on somebody who's taking steroids, chances are. Now, this it seems like they just kind of pulled around a hat and drew names out of the hat for this match, or threw a dart at the roster, because this really makes it makes less sense than Domko and Styles, honestly. It makes less sense than Jericho. I think Jericho was even a better match than this, because, I mean, no build-up whatsoever, no mention, not even a mystery partner gimmick going in. It just, can you figure this out, Nick?
No, man, I can't.
And, I mean, Khali's obviously not a good wrestler. So,
no. It
just, other than that, the Dynasty.
He's one of those teen idols that we were talking about, our pretty boy, isn't he?
Khali?
Yeah.
Sure. Whatever okay. You say, Nick. I'm not going to get in between you and your crushes.
Yeah.
So, between the Dynasty and the Punk and his Straight Edge team, those two teams put on a good little showing, so I'm not going to completely dog the match. But, you know, the match of the week, it's no big contest. It's the opening match from TNA Impact. It is the Motor City Machine Guns against the Young Bucks Generation Me. And, you know, to me, this was the Rockers versus the Rockers. Can you agree with that?
I absolutely agree. Young Bucks, I don't know why our Generation Me, I don't know why they weren't a part of the Genesis pay-per-view. If this is the new beginning or the beginning of, you know, TNA, you know, a start over, something fresh, let's get these guys in there, right? Just my opinion. To the producers, the producers of OWW Radio, are Shock, Scott, and Aaron. The executive producer of OWW Radio is Corey Morrow. Thanks to our guest, Dr. David Reese. You can find him at onlineworldofwrestling.com. Brad Dykin is the chief editor of onlineworldofwrestling.com. Jason Detrich is the... Check us out at our various outlets, iTunes, Click Wrestle, WTR, wrestle-radio.com. Don't forget, the model, Rick Martel, joins us next week here on OWW Radio, 6 o'clock, man. Till then, see ya.
through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.